Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me as I continue to broadcast from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, but closer to Spring, Texas, beautiful part of the world. Having a great time down here, but we still got to do our show. Still got to bring you some of the smartest people in the world, like our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill. Suzanne is the president of Profit Strategies Incorporated, as you know. She's also the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, and I don't know anybody who we can talk to that can help you and me do a better job in our small business, especially if you are starting a business. She is a wizard at that, but more importantly, she's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Has anybody called you a wizard lately?
No, I was thinking about the wizard when you mentioned that. With a cap, I had this vision of the wizard. I'm like, well,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. I think it suits you, Suzanne. I know you're working with a lot of small business owners, especially in the early stages, especially women entrepreneurs, aren't you?
Yes, I am, actually. I have a new client next week who has a jewelry and calligraphy business. So working with women.
Come out. Jewelry and calligraphy?
Jewelry and calligraphy, yes.
Is she pulling that off together, or are these two different things that she's...
Well, she's a brand new client, so I'm meeting with her Tuesday to talk about how she can strategically position herself. They're both on her website, yes. So,
the reason I say that is, you know, at some point in time, we all have to kind of say, you know what, I need to find my niche. You think she's looking for her niche?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Is that a lot of times we start out with a broad spectrum of products and services, as I did too, Jim. And
yep.
As years go by, it's kind of like, you know, if you were a kid, when we were a kid and we had that magnifying glass and we could take the sun and magnify it and burn a hole in a piece of paper by the intensity of that small stream. And that's really about, to me, when we really, really fine-tune our business, we are able to do the same thing, magnifying it.
And it's the key to success in the 21st century, Suzanne, as far as I'm concerned, focusing on your real core competency.
There's no question about it. And I, like I said, I had to do the same thing. I've been in business for 9 years now for myself. And when I realized that emotional endurance training is what I do, it's the holistic approach to entrepreneurship, Jim, it's taken me to Alaska to work. It's taken me to Europe to work. I mean, I have one of my clients now that I was I gave the training to. He emailed me from the Falkland Islands. You know, I mean, it's like, Suzanne, remember me? I got a job in the Falkland Islands, and we're I'm looking to work with him and incorporate the training down in the Falkland Islands. So really, really knowing what you're good at and sticking to it is what builds that core competency. Absolutely.
Right. Well, and so it'll be interesting to see how you deal with this with your new prospect, your new client, because, you know, I don't know what you're going to ask, but I'd have to say, okay, are you going to incorporate calligraphy with jewelry?
Right.
Or are these two different things that you're going to offer? You know, as like saying, you know, like being able to get your taxes done at the general store.
Yes. Well, and that's a lot of times, like we said, a lot of times people start out and they don't realize how distinct their products are, and they're really marketed to two different customers. And perhaps there is a way to link them. We haven't met yet.
I'm not picking on this lady because I don't even know her, but I think she does bring up what she's doing, as you've indicated, does bring up a very important point, I think, Suzanne. And that is that if there is a cardinal sin in the marketplace, it's this: if you confuse your customer.
Absolutely.
If you confuse your, if they don't know exactly what you stand for, you've confused them. And I think that's the cardinal sin. What do you think?
I would agree with you. I really believe that you have to know who your customer is, what your customer wants, and more importantly, how our customer perceives us, meaning that they That's know it. What we do.
That's it.
As
because,
an entrepreneur.
Because we were just talking with Michael Brown about customer service, and I was including the concept of branding. You have to be known for... If you're going to survive in the 21st century as a small business owner, your customers and your customers have to know your brand and exactly what it stands for. It can't be squishy, can it?
No, but it also takes time, especially for startups. And the challenge, Jim, is that the startups have the highest degree of failure. So
yep.
They don't have a lot of time to get it right.
Because time is money, and they don't have a lot of that. They got more time than money. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Suzanne Mobilehill. It is 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Suzanne Melville Hill. We're talking about how to make sure that your business is focused, and it's difficult, Suzanne, as you said earlier. When you first begin, a lot of people just want to be in business, and that's their first motivation. I want to be in business. I want to be my own boss. You know, they think they don't want to take any orders. They don't realize they're going to be taking a lot of orders when they're on their own business. But that's their prime motivator is to have their own thing, to be working for their own account, and then they say, okay, what do I want to do? What am I good at? What do I care about? And they'll say, like your friend, well, I like two things. I like jewelry and calligraphy, or I like, orange juice and automobiles. You know, whatever the mix may be. And so they tell themselves that, and then they wander off in that direction. And what you were saying as we went to the break is, unfortunately, most of them run out of money before they can figure out what they really should be doing.
Well, and I tell you, having had this experience personally myself, Jim, I can share with other entrepreneurs that to really pay attention to what your customers and people are telling you. Because I started out as a consultant. I started out doing re-engineering for companies. That's what I was doing when I worked for other companies as an employee. So I go out on my own, starting Profit Strategies in 1999. And what I found out, Jim, was that people knew me as a marketing person. Because
right.
I came from the publishing industry. So no one knew me as a re-engineering person because I did that internally within the company. What they saw
right.
me as was this marketing guru. So I very quickly started to tap into that and started writing marketing plans for companies, started writing, different marketing pieces. And it eventually turned into, the Emotional Endurance Institute, where it's really about helping people transition from employee to entrepreneur. Like, I still accept, I got a writing contract with a company in D.C. yesterday to write their economic development planning guide.
Right.
So I'm a writer, but I write about business, and I teach about business, and it's all about helping people start businesses is my niche, holistically.
Now, there's nothing wrong, though. There's nothing, it's okay to offer an array of things in the same area.
True.
And then over time, hone that down to the one or two things that you're really, really good at and that you really love. And I'll give you an example. When I started my consulting business in 89, I would do anything. I designed business cards.
Exactly, yeah.
Because in those days, I just needed the work.
Right.
I needed customers. I needed clients. And so I did a lot of different things, but it was all about serving these small businesses. And then eventually I got to the point where I didn't design business cards anymore. I had enough other business, consulting business. that I was actually able to say, no, I don't do that anymore.
Right.
And that's something that's difficult for a lot of small business owners, Suzanne, is that's to turn business down, to get to the point where you can say, you know what, and here's how I handled it. I said, okay, I only want successes. I don't want any failures. And so when somebody would offer me work that I didn't think I could do successfully, I had to say to myself, that could be a failure, and I don't want that. I only want successes. And that helped me to stay focused.
It's an excellent point, Jim. And really, there's a saying about dropping the bottom 10% of your business every year. And I used to do that, too. Like, I wrote a media guide years ago that I discontinued. Like, I stopped doing the things that weren't contributing to my long-term success and my long-term vision. You know, I got clear over time that the vision for me is about helping entrepreneurs succeed in mind, body, and spirit, emotional endurance. So everything I do is related to that, whether it's writing for a company about that. Now, I don't promote that I'm a writer for other companies on my website. You know, I don't want to dilute
it.
But
right.
I've done business with this company in D.C. They already know that I'm a writer, I'm an author, and they asked me. So do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I won't write
mm-hmm.
about economic development, because it's still in the array of services, but
for
I don't
people
dilute
who,
it.
But for people who are just meeting you, they're not, because of the way you present yourself to the marketplace, they're not confused by what you do.
That's right. Trainer, author. That's how I position myself in the marketplace.
Yeah. And so, and folks, I encourage you, and so that would be your elevator speech. Somebody says, what do you do, Suzanne? You'd say, I'm a trainer and an author.
That's right.
And you know, next floor, please. And but if you've got too many things going on, and if you haven't learned how to really start focusing, see, there's nothing wrong with the evolutionary process, is there? I mean, look at all the big companies you and I've seen that used to be a lot of different things, and now they dropped things, they sold off units, and they said, you know what, we've decided that we're really good at this, and so the evolutionary process is good. You should always be in that process. Just make sure that that every day you're trying to get to the thing that you can focus on, that you're the best at, and that you love doing.
That's at least, you said it very, very well. That's it. That's exactly it.
So now you're working with a lot of women these days, aren't you? You're doing a lot of.
I am working with women. I'm working with the Florida Women's Business Center, actually, in co-hosting a retreat, the Awakening Your Entrepreneurial Spirit retreat, that we've been marketing that November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd down here in South Florida.
November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in South Florida. Give us that website, Suzanne.
It's you can go to emotionalendurance.com. That's my website.
Emotionalendurance.com. We've given you that website many times before. Suzanne Mulhill and I will be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. And Suzanne, give us that website again, please.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Training. You'll find training. You'll find information about my book, and you'll find resources. I'm actually in the process of redoing the website, Jim, so I'll have a whole new one ready for everyone in the next 6 weeks.
All right. And you got an event at the Women's Business Center in South Florida. Tell us again the date and where it's going to be.
It's co-hosted with the Florida Women's Business Center. It's called Awakening Your Entrepreneurial Spirit, and it's a retreat on the beach at the Holiday Inn Highland Beach, which is right down here in South Florida, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it's for people who really want to get a deeper, more spiritual fulfillment from their professional work. If they are in a job that they really don't like anymore, they're not satisfied with their work, they're just working for the paycheck, they're not sure as an entrepreneur if they're on the right path. All of these are part of people who will be participating in this retreat, and I'm having it on the beach in a place where they can expand with nature as well, because I believe that is also part of aligning.
What's different about working with women who are starting up a business and men who are starting up a business?
What's different with working with women? That's a good question. I think women, the women that I've worked with, are more connected with their insides, if you will, with their intuitional selves, with
yeah.
really what they want to be doing. Men are more focused on their drive in terms of their goals and what they want to accomplish. So
who has the guts? The men you always talk about having the guts to be a small business owner. Is it
yes.
hard? Is it more difficult for one or the other to get the guts?
I personally think, because I've counseled both, and this retreat, I want to make clear, isn't just for women. It just happens to be sponsored by a women's organization.
Ah.
It's also for men. But I think men have a harder time starting businesses, especially if they've come from an employee position because of
really?
Their ego state, yes. Yep,
tell me about that.
Yep, women will do it. Women will branch out and can gather up their internal. But I know men who cannot leave their jobs because their ego is tied into it so strongly. And their
uh-huh.
identity is tied up in the job.
That title is a big deal to them.
Yes, and it was a big deal to me, so I completely understand it. You know, the more education we have, the less likely we are to branch out. Because I got the degree because I like the security.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think men, and the important thing to share is that if they start awakening, just by saying yes to that internal drive, internal feeling, that part of them that wants to expand, just making the conscious decision to say yes, okay, I'm going to start paying attention to that. It took me 3 years, once I said that out loud to myself, to actually start, but it begins, because it's sitting there for a reason.
But once they get started, if you got a male and a female both, you know, side by side in the same building, so to speak, starting two different businesses, what are the challenges that women have, say, over a man? I mean, that ego thing you were talking about. Sometimes our ego, you know, is it's a two-edged sword. But if you don't have enough ego.
Right.
It's kind of tough to penetrate the marketplace. What
Great
do you think?
Great question. I think women, it's confidence, and I think men, it's dealing with self-esteem.
Yeah.
So for women, it's how do they get the confidence to really become that entrepreneur, and men have to deal with their self-esteem issue of who are they now without their title, without that job, without that paycheck.
Women doubt themselves much quicker than men do, don't they?
Probably, yes. I think so. Men have a stronger ego state and can deal with
yeah.
that better.
Oftentimes unjustified, too, right?
Unjustified. But the man's stronger ego doesn't really allow him to use that level of creativity to be vulnerable.
I think it's a collaboration issue for men with a strong ego. It prevents them from collaborating as much as women do.
True. True, true.
But there comes a time when you got to pull the trigger and you got to have confidence to do that. And if I could give women anything, it would be confidence.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody, Jim, can do it if they really, really follow their heart. That's the bottom
yeah,
line.
Yeah, we both see that over and over again. Suzanne, give us the website again, please.
EmotionalEndurance.com.
And that's the website of Suzanne Mulvihill. She's the best, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and we'll do it again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it, too. Thanks very much.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic, which starts officially today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.